Blog Talk Radio.
This one's for all the leaders.
Chicks on them, neighborhood know we coming. Jake hate them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his line verbatim. He reps in Y.O. Gifts, he knows the Y.O.s. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks in tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back, Mac and Benzes. Never puts cash or ass before friendship. He laughs last, as some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Into the mirror and it's you as they look at me. Everything you like it fresh from the factory. Everything you do it impact me. Your lifestyle attract me. Parents try distract me. When I grow up I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get up I distract me. There's no way anybody could have stopped me.
My gravity is the wadi aura and all the mannerism. Descending out of order and man start moving busy. The locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Anything where you are taught is lying my dominion. And me have similar thoughts, I share the same opinions. Me have it say it's smart, with my best interest at heart. I'm following your path, your mind where you are what.
The Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the knife for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section, to the Genesixin, the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back in scripture, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, and they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Thank you.
Maktub. That's an Arabic word which means it was written. Shout out to all the chosen ones who know it was written. Shout out to all the deep divers who know it was written, who are trusting the universe right now, not allowing fear to control them, not allowing anxiety to control them. Fear is the only pandemic on the planet. Love is the only vaccine I need. I see a lot of people who are afraid right now. A lot of people who are looking a little bit shaky baby right now. A lot of anxiety, a lot of fear right now on the planet, especially with everything that's happening with this pandemic, with the COVID-19. Everyone's wearing a face mask, afraid to breathe. So what are we going to do about this? If you don't fight for what you want, you will have to cry for what you lost. What? Slow motion this side. Freedom. Your freedom is at stake. Fear holds so many people prisoners, and it takes away their freedom. And that's exactly what's happening right now on the planet. But wait a minute. The cat down the road has come to save the day and is saying, we ain't having it. No more fear, no more anxiety. Exactly. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in nature, baby, in another new spot. I'm in paradise, deep divers. I'm on vacation, just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Raising the frequency, raising the vibration, sending you tons of good ass energy today. Take that, take that, take that. Break free from anxiety and fear. Not afraid. I'm not afraid. People are like, Ralph, what's your greatest fear? I have none. Because I've realized fear is a liar. It comes to you and tells you, hey, everything is like this, when in actuality, it's not. To become your greatest version, you must learn how to overcome fear. You must learn how to overcome anxiety. Because right now, they are controlling you with fear. Fear is the only currency they have. And to take your power back, you got to break free from anxiety and fear. Are you ready? The birds up there are ready. The butterflies over there are ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? We're ready, Ralph. Okay. But wait a minute. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. I love all of you. It's a wonderful day. We got the sun out. And I'm not afraid. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Break free from fear and anxiety. Someone wrote to me, long message, Ralph, I'm scared right now with everything that's happening on the planet. I wake up full of fear, full of anxiety, and I don't know what to do about this. Let me tell you this. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Right now, millions of people are afraid and full of anxiety. Why? Because of their focus. They are focusing on fear-based media, COVID-19 cases going up. Of course you're going to be afraid, because whatever you consume will consume you. What? Just like that, Ralph? Just like that. Slow motion this side. Are you consuming fear or are you consuming love? Let love guide you, not fear. It's got everything to do with what you are tuning into every single day. If you turn on the TV and watch the news, you are going to be full of fear because that's the only currency they have to control you. So come to nature. Come and meet Ralph Smart, the cat down the road. I'll make you a cup of tea. I'll bring you some alkaline water, okay? I want to remind you, you can overcome fear right now. You can overcome anxiety right now. All anxiety emanates from the desire to escape the present moment. I used to have tons of anxiety attacks, panic attacks. Why was I anxious all the time? Because I was trying to run away. All anxiety comes from the desire to escape the present moment. If you don't want to be here, you're going to have anxiety. Fight or flight. I need to get away. And a lot of people on the planet don't want to be here. That's why they have a lot of anxiety. A lot of people on the planet are not happy with the life they're living. That's why they have a lot of anxiety and fear. So you have to learn how to be present, embrace the power of now, immerse yourself in the moment, and your anxiety will disappear. Your fear will disappear. Because where is the fear? I'm asking you, where is the fear? It's not here, right now. It's in the past. It's a future waiting to happen. But the fear, there's no fear here. There is no fear here. So the more you tune into the present moment, the more anxiety and fear leaves you. Worst case scenarios. That's why a lot of people wake up with a mind full of fear and anxiety, because they always focus on worst case scenarios. Are you the kind of person, deep divers, who wakes up thinking everything that could go wrong instead of everything that could go right? Well, if you wake up thinking the worst, just stop that right now. I walk around with the belief that the whole universe is working in my favor, and therefore it does. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you focus on everything that could go wrong, that will become a self-fulfilling prophecy, because we are saying things every single day when we are in fear. Oh, it's not going to work out. So it doesn't work out because you aren't expecting that. You aren't creating that. Fear is energy. It's the lowest frequency and it's the lowest vibration. Love is the highest frequency and the highest vibration. I broke free from fear and anxiety when I said, I didn't come to this planet to be shaking in my boots. Millions of people all around the world right now are shaking in their boots. Fear of COVID-19, vaccinations, lockdown. But you didn't come here to be afraid. You didn't come here to live in anxiety 24/7. So to move out of that, you have to learn how to love yourself. Many people who are caught up in fear haven't learned how to love themselves. They subject themselves to being in an arrested state of development. They deny themselves of even oxygen. Everyone's wearing a face mask. They can't breathe. To break free from fear, you gotta breathe in that good ass prana, baby. Let me tell you this. When you do what you are most afraid of, what you are most fearful of, that will help you evolve the most. What? Slow motion this side. So we have to realize that fear is not all bad. It's a gatekeeper, waiting for us to rise to the occasion to face it. And we can face it. We can beat it. We can overcome it. We can realize that actually there's nothing to be afraid of. Because what is fear? Fear is a self-created feeling. I repeat, fear is a self-created feeling based on a pseudo-realization that one does not have the capacity to overcome one's perceived experiences. Let me repeat it. Fear is a self-created feeling based on the pseudo-realization, the fake realization, that one does not have the capacity to overcome one's perceived experiences. Fear, the reason why you have it with anxiety, it's because of your perception. Your perception creates your reality. If you perceive the world to be a dangerous place, you will always live in fear and anxiety. So we have to learn how to change our perceptions. We have to realize it's all BS, belief systems. What? Slow motion this side. I believe nothing can harm me. That's an empowering thought. It serves me, but also it takes away fear. If you believe that other human beings are dangerous, they're going to hurt you, that's a limiting thought. And therefore, your fear will remain. You see, fear is the jailer. It locks you up. Love sets you free. Fear is the greatest energy vampire. It takes away from you. It steals from you. It's the greatest thief. It takes away your happiness, your smile. And that's why a lot of people on the planet right now have hid their smile away. They've hid their smile away, because of fear of COVID-19 and everything else. Not me. Oh, my smile is still here because I'm not afraid. Why? Because it was written. I want to remind you of this every single day. We have to realize this. You can change your mindset, and this will make fear disappear, anxiety disappear. What you consume will consume you. What? Slow motion this side. What you consume will consume you. If you are always always consuming fear, you will be consumed by fear. I want to remind you of this every single day, and this has helped me tremendously. Stop justifying your fears. Stop saying, I do this because I'm afraid. Stop allowing your fear to give you an excuse to behave a certain way. A lot of people use fear as an excuse to stay in a certain situation. So fear has become a convenience. We have to stop justifying our behavior with our fear. Because of our fear. Lose the excuses and find a reason to be at peace with yourself right now. Why are so many people afraid right now on the planet? Full of anxiety right now on the planet? Because fear is contagious. Because it's energy. So choose who you hang around. Some people are full of fear. Some people are full of fear. You get near them and they pass you their fear. And you got to allow yourself to be around people who only exhibit a love frequency, not a fear-based frequency. Break free of fear and anxiety right now. How did I do it? I realized this, that you have to face your fear. Don't run away from it. Face your fear because it's always going to be there. Face your fears until you realize you're a lot bigger than them. Face your fears until you realize that you're going to catch the thief and you're going to say, you thief are not going to steal away my smile, my happiness. You're not going to make me afraid of other people. Catch the thief and look the fear in the eyes. Don't turn your back away from fear. Face it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Because you will find that you will be rewarded when you face a fear. And the greatest reward will be that there was nothing to fear in the first place. What? Slow motion this side. Break your fear. Break free from fear and anxiety. I want to remind you of this every single day. Look for the evidence. Look for the evidence. Look for the evidence. Fear is all in your mind. I told you, worst case scenarios. A lot of people are afraid, full of anxiety, because of everything happening out there. You can't control out there. Focus on what you can control, which is in here. When I switched off the illusion matrix world and focused on what's happening in here, my heartbeat, I can feel it. I realized that, okay, all I got to do is work on creating peace internally, and then it will take care of everything externally. It's just that a lot of us, we are always focusing on everything out there. We forget about what's taking place in here. We have to change in here to change out there. That's how to break free from fear and anxiety. Let me tell you this. Breathe. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Breathe deep from the base of your spine. Practice breathing exercises. Practice breathing exercises every single day. Your fear is in your breath or your not breath. Meditation helps. Someone asked Buddha, what have you learned through meditation? What have you gained from meditation? Buddha replied, nothing. But do you know what I have lost? Do you know what I have lost? Fear? Anxiety? What? Slow motion this side. Remind yourself of this. A lot of us, 7-day vegan challenge, we are consuming fear. Fear-based foods. Slaughtered animals. And that's why it's called karma, because what goes around comes around. When you are eating animals who didn't want to die and get butchered, their pain gets transferred to you. And that's why a lot of people are full of fear, because the food they are eating is pain food, fear food, anxiety food. And we have to move back to love-based foods, which are sun-kissed foods, which are pomegranates full of vitamin C, okra full of vitamin C, and spinach full of iron. So you're strong like Popeye. Deep divers, break free of fear and anxiety right now. How did I do it? I realized that fear is stored in my body. Fear is not an abstract thing. It's stored in your body over time. And therefore, we have to learn how to develop total body awareness. If you are always tense inside of your body, that's the fear right there. So you got to loosen up, baby. Loosen up. Do a little samba, baby. Then the fear starts to go away. I want to remind you of this as well. Learn how to speak your truth even if your voice shakes. If you are unhappy with what's going on the planet, but you are afraid to speak up, your fear will grow even worse. Because suppression is fear. Suppression is depression. Suppression is anxiety. So we have to learn how to express ourselves without shame, without guilt, and realize we haven't done anything wrong. Stop being afraid to be you. To let go of fear today, we must be ourselves unapologetically. Because the universe will work in your favor. The universe will work in your favor when you realize that being free is your birthright. So do away with fear. Stop watching the fear-based media. Stop believing everything they're telling you about COVID-19 and listen to yourself for once. Come into nature, do a little samba, and then just say, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the wonderful good-ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com. And if you are a sexy-ass model, woo, with no fear, who wants to model the clothing? Well, go and buy some. Show me what you got. Got a question for me, deep divers? Add me on the verified Instagram page at officialralphsmart, at Infinite Waters, and Facebook at Ralph Smart, at Infinite Waters. For more inspiration like this, check out the new book, Deep Divers, Life-Changing Information. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Fear is what is keeping you in a prison. Love is what will get you out. What? Slow motion this side. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You! There. This is why, deep divers, you don't want to be so hard on yourself. Because I see a lot of people right now giving themselves a hard time. But I'm here to tell you, wait a minute. You're doing better than you think. I'm doing better than I think. You see, there is only one true way to know if you are improving your life. Ask yourself this question every single day, deep divers, as soon as you wake up. Do I have the same problems right now as I did last year? Deep divers, the answer for me is absolutely no. Why? Because every single day, deep divers, I'm working on myself. Every single day, deep divers, I'm learning more about myself. You see, this matrix has so many people running around like headless chickens, in a hurry to get nowhere fast. Work on yourself, deep divers, harder than you work on your business. Study yourself, deep divers, more than you study for those exams. You see, if you can realize today that problems will fade away, deep divers, when you take one day at a time, all you have to do is study from the greatest library on planet Earth. And that library exists within yourself. Study your emotions. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Learn more about yourself, because I guarantee you, deep divers, the problems you have right now won't be there next year, because they will have disappeared. So there you have it, deep divers. Realize you're doing better than you think. If you don't have the same problems right now as you did last year, congratulations. And that's why we're just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful, deep divers. We're just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Peace.
Peace, family. It's Campson the Oracle, one half of Remnants Gathering, aka Widow Gang Gang. And I wanted to drop a really quick video just speaking on some of the energy that I feel is prompting us to evolve. And it's kind of like an evolve or die type energy. Evolve or die. And I say that because I have been battling with death in my mentality, death in the way that I move throughout the day, and I'm going to explain what that means. So sometimes the trauma that you have experienced when you're going through the awakening and you're being triggered and consciousness is expanding and your higher self is calling you up to be activated and to not be dormant and to not live on autopilot and to not follow everybody else's rules and regulations and traditions and beliefs. You're questioning everything, and as you're questioning everything, you're figuring out what's right for you, and what's right for you may be totally opposite of what society has taught you, what your culture has taught you, what is acceptable in your family, whatever religion, belief systems that you grew up in. We're finding what is right for us. And this is the collective energy of what we're being called to do, to explore ourselves and step more into our authenticity and to be sovereign and to be individuals and not clones and not living because of the pressure to fit in. And so, you know, so when you awaken from the matrix, when you come out of the artificial womb, the artificial time frequency, what happens is you just begin to question everything, and you begin a deep self-exploration, and you go on this journey, and you find yourself just falling into these rabbit holes, you know, and you're just seeking truth and seeking what resonates with you. And so in all of that, the trauma, we have the ancestral trauma, you know what I'm saying, the generational shit that maybe you've been called to clear in your family. We have the trauma that, for those of us who are intuitives and empaths, we have the trauma that we're feeling from our land, some shit that happened to our ancestors, and things that happened to people maybe that we have some type of bloodline connection to, and you can feel it pulsing from the land. And if you don't know the history of the land where you live, you know, this could be really impactful on you. And you're feeling the things from your past life, because maybe you're awakening now to clear the karma from a past life. So you got all of this happening at one time. And so the trauma comes to the surface, and as you're doing these deep dives into your subconscious mind and you're shifting more towards, you know, middle path, for those of us who are already awakened and have left religion institutions, you're seeking that. You right-hand path, and then you middle path, and then it's like left-hand path. Oh, that's subconscious, unconscious shit? Okay, well, maybe I need some of that. And you're just going through all of these different things that you're discovering, different ways to master yourself. And in doing that, sometimes I just have these moments and these days where I just wake up in some type of programming, some type of trauma that has been stored in my body, my emotional body, my mental body, my pain body, my desire body. And I'm feeling the impacts of those things needing to be healed and purged. And I'm reliving some of my childhood wounds. And maybe I'm being triggered. And I'm remembering how, as a kid, I did sometimes feel neglected or left out or abandoned. Or even some of the trauma that I experienced as an adult. And all that stuff just starts coming to the surface. And it can either bring you into a depression. You could go into having a spiritual emergency, which we taught about on our YouTube channel. You could go into wanting to numb yourself. You could start reaching for substances or retail therapy or just doing things to cope and to make you feel better. But your higher self is calling you to expand and to reach your highest potential. So you also feel the conflict of that. And so all of a sudden it's not okay anymore for you to be mediocre. It's not okay anymore for you to choose the things that's not going to take you where your aspirations are wanting you to go. And so you get in that struggle, and you get in a struggle where the wounded part of you is like, no, I need things to stay the same. I'm more comfortable in a controlled environment. I don't want to try new things. I don't want to open myself up. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want my family to not accept me anymore, you know, because of whatever it is I'm doing or believe in or what I identify with. All these things coming up for you, and you can feel this internal conflict. And whenever your present self is not in a vibration that is connecting you to your higher self, and you've been desiring to evolve, you're going to feel that conflict and that inner turmoil. And I said, you know, I've really been feeling that lately. And so when the trauma came up for me, I suffer with something called complex PTSD. And so my nervous system gets dysregulated with certain triggers and certain memories. You know, so if you have nightmares, if you have memories of things coming back to you just out the blue, and it just kind of stops you in your tracks, like a lot of those things can be signs of complex PTSD, which I believe most people who are experiencing this awakening thing are feeling that. And starting to identify and see, you know, I'm processing a lot of trauma, a lot of shit that I ignored. So in the age of Pisces, that energy was like supportive of us being on life support. You know, we weren't really living. We were just following the narratives that we were given. You know, by those that raised us, those around us, and so just don't rock the boat, operate in my egoic self. The false self is what gets approval, and I don't have to deal with as much conflict and issues, so I'm going to operate in my false self. But when you awaken, you realize that there's this whole other self. You have all these other facets of you. And so when my complex PTSD shows up, it renders me useless. I almost suffer from paralysis to where I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't even want to move. You know, I just want to sit still, cuddle up. I just want to try to comfort myself. It's crazy. And I'll catch myself doing that, and I realize I'm processing some trauma. And so the best way to deal with that, if this is resonating with you, is to begin working on detoxing your mind of the judgment of you and how you respond and what you do and the things that you're learning about yourself you know, as you're doing the path, walking the path of self-realization, you know, just releasing the judgment on that, and it can come up, and whatever it is for you, you know, substance abuse is a big thing in my lineage, so it's something that I have to be keenly aware of, and it's just I was born into really interesting circumstances where there were certain substances that I would need to function, and where the pain level isn't so great that I can't function at all. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where nobody can really tell me exactly how to do that, you know, unless you have experienced it. And so I'm always having to gauge my choices and look further down the line and see this choice right now, is this taking me to where I want to go or away from where I want to go? Is this keeping me stuck in a second place or allowing me to come out of it? And so, you know, but there is a time for that death current as well. And the death current is just that part of you as you're going through the transformation. Sometimes some parts of you need to die. Sometimes some of your coping mechanisms are needing to die. So again, in the age of Pisces, we were on life support, and you could kind of live on autopilot, and it was cool, you know. But now it's like your body won't let you eat what you want to eat. You can't drink whatever you want to drink. You can really feel the results of not getting enough sleep. You can feel the results of not exercising. You can, like, all of a sudden now we're extremely energetically sensitive to everything happening with our temples. And so there are times, though, where you need to go into that death current, and you may become, you know, it's like a cocoon. You go into a cocoon for your transformation to happen. And so you just kind of have to be aware and diagnosing yourself and saying, okay, have I been in a cocoon too long, you know? Am I not living right now because I'm so busy coping and trying to get through this awakening process of self-realization and self-actualization? Am I just coping or am I living? And so, you know, so there is a time for life and time for death. And this is why with full moon energy and new moon energy, we talk about it on our channel. We welcome those energies and we perform rituals and ceremonies that are going to be in alignment with that energy to maximize the results that we are seeking to obtain on the path of self-mastery. And so with that comes the battle of being able to step out of the conditioning from your trauma. And the only way you will get to the next level is releasing the judgment, not just of yourself, but other people. And that is a whole other topic that I'm probably going to do a build on that topic alone. But the religious indoctrination, it caused us to be very judgmental in a way that I would say I would compare to a mental imbalance, a mental illness, to where we had to always be judging everything we were doing in an attempt to be right, or in an attempt to have the people that raised us be proud of us or happy of us or the people that surround us, you know what I'm saying? We were really trying to do that and be that to the point where we internalized that and we lost ourselves in that judgment. And so if you are awakening and you came through religion, whether it was firsthand, secondhand, or third, I talk about what that means, whether it was you, whether it was your mom or dad, grandparents, whoever, most of us were definitely touched by the indoctrination of religion. And so you went through this cycle of judgmental, but you would call it discerning yourself. We always had these words that we used that kept us in that sleep and in that slumber and under that spell and that stasis where we weren't really getting to know ourselves, because ourselves seemed to be something that was so terrible, bad, broken, wounded, just couldn't get it right, sinful, no good thing about you since the day you was born. You're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You just ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And you got to repent, 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 pay some tithes, some offerings, read some scriptures, pray, fast, and we did so much of that that our brains have been trained to hone in on the things we're not doing that we feel meet our expectation or the expectations of other people around us, and then we begin to project that on other people. And so people who came through some form of religion, we are extremely judgmental and can be very, very critical, which is why we're so critical of ourselves. And what this does is it gets in the way of you being able to find your authentic self, because you have a subconscious program that you are probably not aware of until you hear me talking about it now. And that religious, judgmental, policing type mentality is in there somewhere, always casting judgment on you. And what that does is, one of the five sutras of the age of Aquarius is that to know that the person that you are seeing is you too. So there is something and everything outside of you that triggers you that has a point of contact inside of you, which is why it triggers you and which is why you're so keen to see it. And so knowing that all of those things are somehow a reflection of maybe some soul work we need to do within ourselves, releasing the judgment is going to be the only way that you'll be able to have compassion for yourself and compassion for other people. And so, the surviving religion series thing, we're still kind of working on the rest of that because we're exploring it right now, and it's so deep. Religion caused a lot of trauma. And you know, we can get into how much blood has been shed because of religion and the wars and all of that, but just beyond that, it has caused a lot of trauma. And so in our search to regather the parts of ourselves that we lost, that were fragmented and compartmentalized, in our effort to figure out why is my soul here outside of all my conditioning, in order for you to continue to evolve, you got to work on releasing your judgment and finding out, is my subconscious mind judgmental about the stuff that I have recently learned about that I'm coming into the knowledge of? So your conscious mind might be like, okay, my beliefs are changing, I'm evolving, I'm becoming more of a 4D consciousness person than a 3D consciousness person, and ascending even into 5D mentality. So it's not the self-exploration on the spiritual journey of self-realization is not you judging yourself, criticizing yourself, feeling convicted every single day that you can't get it right, and then trying to fix it. See, all this stuff accumulates, and it creates trauma that stores in the body. What we're doing now is just being the observer. So whatever is happening outside of you that triggers you, is you got a mental block where you can't see your shadow aspects, and some of your shadow aspects and subconscious programming is just below your radar. Pay attention to the shit that really, really make you feel some kind of way that happens outside of you, and then you'll be able to make the connections. And this is what it's going to take to reach our authentic selves, because your authentic self just might be something that resembles something that you had really strong judgments about prior to awakening. So if your authentic self is something that you once viewed as wrong, bad, demonic, evil, any of that, and this was the case for me, my authentic self was to use all forms of spirituality to help other people and to help myself. But a lot of those tools and modalities and belief systems I viewed as evil, wicked, demonic, and bad. So my authentic self was being contained inside of my own judgments. So in order for me to cross over from the Christian prophet to who I am now, I had to be able to release the judgment of using those tools and modalities, and it allowed me to step more into my authentic self. Did I pay a price for it? Yes. Did I upset some people? Of course. I'm sure I did. But at the end of the day, I can sleep at night knowing that I am reaching my highest potential and I am searching for the parts of myself that I lost and whatever conditioning that I was born into this world to experience. And as you do that, you will sacrifice some things, but it's worth it because you're no longer forfeiting the essence of who you came here to be just on the strength of how a handful of people may react to it. So I wanted to share this because we want to go deeper into the surviving religion and finding your authentic self, and I just want you to remember what I'm saying to you, that your authentic self, for those of you who are like, I'm having a hard time really communicating with my higher self and communicating with my spirit guides, which are different aspects of you, different kingdoms and energies and consciousness that live inside of you, right? And so if you're having a hard time making a connection with the unseen parts of you and the other extensions of source, then it may very well be because you have some subconscious programming that still sees some of those things as harmful, wicked, evil, demonic, judge, and your judgments of that is keeping you locked out from stepping more fully into your light and to who you came here to be. So, you know, I hope that this helps somebody. But, yes, y'all, the Age of Aquarius is supporting us with the energy of Maya, truth and balance, so that we can find our authentic selves. And you know what's so beautiful about stepping into your authentic self? You filter out the things that just don't align with where you're going. The more authentic you are, that shit is like a Brita filter. And it removes so much stuff that you didn't, it's just water and you couldn't even see it. Right, but the Brita filter is just constructed in a way that's going to catch it, and you open it and look at it, and you're like, yo, it's crazy that all of that was in the water I had been drinking. And so that's what it's like. So yes, you may lose some things and let go of some things, but remember, like, you're being filtered. You're becoming more pure, more authentic, more sovereign, more walking in your divinity, however that looks. And so you can't lose. You cannot lose. When you are finding your true self, you can't lose nothing. Because your true self is everything. And that is the point of attraction for everything else. So when you seek God first, the divinity, the essence of source inside of you that came into this world to have an experience and bring something to this world only you can bring, when you tap into that part of you, everything else will follow and things will begin to work themselves out because you're in alignment with your authentic energy. I'm full. So much more to share. So go to the website. Like, we really dive deep. We dive deep. And for those of you all who like to dive deep too, you know, for those of you all just in awakening, we got a lot of stuff for you too. Like, we really try to include as much of the collective awakening as possible. So check the website at remnantsgathering.com. Don't bring your judgments. Leave your judgments somewhere else, because, you know, we created this to be a sacred space to not bring that. That's why we welcome all people. And when we're on our lives and stuff, we vibe with everybody, because people need a space to practice their authenticity without the worry of being judged, you know, ostracized, outcast, all of those things. So that's why we created the space that we did. It's a very sacred space. And just bringing judgment into that space is just not going to be tolerated. It's not going to be beneficial for nobody. It's toxic. And the world cannot change. We cannot be the architects of the new earth unless we begin to detox the things that have kept us oppressed, enslaved, and repeating unnecessary cycles. Man, your third eye has just been kissed. Peace.
Thank you. Baby, what are you doing?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Peace. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. As you guys already know, I am your host, Haru, and I am joined by Eternal L. Bay. And we do motivational classroom here every Saturday, and every Sunday we do Spiritual Soul Sunday. Guys, we want to thank you to the listeners who are always listening, who are always, you know, knowing in, we don't like to say believing in, but knowing in that Enhancing Awareness Radio is a stream in the right, you know, but the thing, the value that this platform is and what we project to the world will carry over through generations and lifetimes, right? So, we have compassion in what we do. You know what I mean? So thank you. I had to play that song for my grandma. You know, you guys are like, okay, that was kind of out of loop, you know, of everything that's going on. No, I had to play that joint for my granny because I just got through visiting her gravesite. And tomorrow I'm going to do a broadcast dedicated to her for Halloween in her resurrection, right? So, thank you, Grandma, Captain S. Boyd, I love you. So today, guys, pretty much an open discussion. You know, every now and then I do an open discussion because I really don't have a topic, but, you know, kind of just to get the flow. You know, I love to get the flow of energy of how things are going. So today I kind of just didn't want to have a script or anything, you know, and just kind of go with the flow of things. So with that being said, the last clip, I know Eternal has a lot to say, too, about that last clip, guys. Well, first of all, Ralph Smart spoke on fear. You know, fear is the currency in which we don't want to call them white people, you know what I mean? Because we have to understand that this is energy. Study Palladians, you know, get to know who the Palladian people were. Were they good or bad? You know what I mean? Lovecraft Country. I don't know if you guys seen a lot of you seen Lovecraft Country, but a lot of you guys watch things because of the hype. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's okay. You know, no shade or anything. That's okay. But, you know, for me, I like to watch later when the world's not watching. You know what I mean? When the hype is down. Because, you know, this is not entertaining, you guys. Like, these movies and shows and shit, this, we think it's entertainment. It is not. You know what I mean? Like, they are dropping science. You know, anyway, Lovecraft Country. We'll do that show later. We haven't did a movie decode show. We need to do one. Okay, we will. But yeah, guys, so anyway, Lovecraft Country is good. So today, guys, let's open it up with, you know, a kind of a topic of clearing, not clearing, what did I say? Oh, God, I think she said it, creating internal peace, like internal peace for yourself, like, because a lot of us are in fear, a lot of us are in worry, a lot of us are in, we're so used to survival mode, you know what I mean, that, you know, if this matrix, guys, we don't want to let this matrix go. That the 95%, I'm going to go that high. You know, we talk all this shit in this society, but if this matrix or if this system, there's nothing wrong with the system, right? But it's the people who run the system. So, again, these elites, let's not look at them as white. Let's not, let's look at it possibly, you know, in the energy. So anyway, guys, I'm babbling on and on and on. Let me go ahead and bring Eternal in. I want to apologize also if you hear background noise or anything, because I'm normally still while doing these shows, but I needed to get things done. So I'm out and about driving, doing things in the background, too. So, peace. How do you feel?
Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
Greetings. I'm feeling, you know, I don't know how I'm feeling today. I'm determined, you know what I'm saying? Because no matter what adversity I'm up against, self-created adversity, let me say that. No matter what self-created adversity or oppression that I put upon myself, I am still determined to keep going. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got up today feeling really energized, knowing that I was with my significant. We actually wanted to get up before the sunrise. It's like the first time, probably like the longest, where I've gotten up before the sunrise. Make a homage towards the energy. Like you said, some of us pass away this day. Some of us do a liberation this day. Some of us have children coming in on this day. Cousins who came into existence, and our next cousin, to him, is on the very next day. Now, the ironic thing is, in the flood, like you said, looking up in the history, Nat Turner's blood, and then so I'm seeing October 30th as Turner's age in history. It's not really showing that much. So some people do celebrate by giving out candy to each other when that might be a demise to another. So with that, and I brought this book up. Black skin, white mask. Okay, so in this book is saying, black skin, white mask, which you hold in your hand, and the wretches of the earth. In these books, and in his other books, this is a brother named Fanta, he explored the nature of colonization and racism and the psychological damage that caused in colonial people and in the colonies. He wrote provocatively about the role of violence in the anti-colonial struggle of the mid-20th century, and his ideas were enormously influential on intellectuals around the world in the years after his death. There are three intervening themes in Fanon's writing, critique of another way of looking at ourselves, which aims to provide an account of mental life in sickness and in health of colonized peoples, and of the Eurocentric of psychoanalyzing a dialogue with, now this is the problem we basically are facing, Negritude. Now, if you don't know this as a definition, I brought this up a long time ago, and I said, that anybody know what Negritude is? Now, to find this word in a book is because someone defined us to being a Negro. And because we thought about this since the birth of a nation, since Nat Turner came out to do his rivalry, he showed that we were not Negroes. We were higher than that. Now, of course, some of us might not look at ourselves as more than intellectual people. So this is why this was brought up into how to dialect with Negritude. Then the dominant system of those about black Francophone intellectuals, in which he challenged its account of the mental life of black people and the development of political philosophy for decolonization that starts with an account of the psychological harm that colonialism has produced. When we look at ourselves, we took on something that was brought since the 1950s and brought it into our livelihood. Our parenting has passed it on as well, to where we were thinking in the 1900s, we didn't want to be the Indians. We were taught cowboys and Indians. We were taught the Buffalo Soldier. We were taught the Minuteman, not knowing that all of these were the set of piece that they were going to have in a pawn as a chess game, and then have it be our father, and then have it be our rejected father in the household. And then rejected father in the household, if he comes back, he's still going to get rejected by now his concepts. The nature of what we've been into now is called what we call Tubal Cain. That's T-U-B-A-L and Cain, C-A-I-N. And I brought up that one book, Black Skin, White Mask. That's kind of give you an idea of where you're going with this life. It's the author of The Wretched of the Earth. Now, when we say wrench, remember when someone gave it Amazing Grace, the one that always put that in our song. That's not our song. That never was our song. That was the colonizer's song. So when he said a wrench like me, he was talking about himself pulling on that colonization towards us. And this is why some of us still have to wake up on putting these songs to our mother and our father and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want to call your mother the slave catcher? Your mother's not the slave catcher. She got caught with the slave mentality. So how can she be the slave catcher? You know what I mean? So this book right here gives you the real purpose of this research is the exploration of the Bible and its many African hidden secrets. The use of Tubal Cain in Masonic ritual is derived from the old ages of the craft by the operative and their speculative masons. It refers symbolically but historically to its sculptural and traditional reputation as the artificer. Tubal Cain is the eighth man from Adam. Let me say that again. Tubal Cain is the eighth man from Adam. In the Bible, it mentions that Tubal Cain was the first to manipulate metal. He is quoted as being the first instructor of brass and iron. This pamphlet will break down and analyze the symbolism behind this sacred password. And you get to a lot of people, they won't know about the blacksmith god or the ancient Masonic god. But when they call them these aspects, it was Tubal Cain. They know about Cain and Abel, but they don't know about Seth, who is the third generational concept. Yet, these are, again, the explanation of how we use it for access. So what I mean by that is what goes on four legs, right, in the morning, right, two legs at noon, and then three legs in the evening. Do you know the answer?
I got.
I'm going to say it again. I'm gonna go again so you can get an idea. What goes on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs in the evening? Now, what got me was it. I was kind of confused, too, when I read it.
Yeah.
But now you got to think about this now. I need you to think about this, right? Can a day be a year?
I want to say it can.
Okay, so each year is your birthday, right?
Right.
Right? And so
couldn't
someone say, you know what, every day is my birthday. Couldn't they do that?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's kind of like basically saying, I basically make my own terminologies of how I'm looking at, how I look at whatever's special to me, right?
Okay.
So now, if you think about Enoch, the story about Enoch is he's been around for 365 years. Could you look at that as days, though?
I could if I wanted to.
So now, let's just say the day is not D-A-Y anymore. Let's put it D-E-Y. Would it be a little different?
It would be the same answer. You know, it would be depending on how I perceive it. It would be a little different switching perspectives, but it's whatever.
Okay, so that means,
right.
The word might be a different from the interpretation or the meaning.
Exactly.
But just like white, W-H-I-G-H-T,
right,
to W-I-T-E,
is a little different when you started finding this out.
Right.
So
it's
people put wigs on their head. Okay, come on. And so if I put a wig on my head, I'm doing an impersonation of the Harn Akin. The Harn Akin that's sitting in front of the temple that we call the Khufu, any of the Cheops, these pyramids, they're temples. So if I put something in front of it as a man, instead it was a woman, and I put a wig on my head, that's basically saying I'm pretty much not myself, am I? Pretty much, right?
Right.
This is why we do the masking. This is why the mask is on the face. This is why a lot of people do it. They don't realize this is where the we got to know the Broadway and Broadville. How did Louis Farrakhan become a charmer? Well, he was black-facing himself first. And I'm not saying that what he's doing now is a negative. I'm just saying that you got to see what's negative about everything.
Right, if that's even really him, but that's another topic, right? Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Right, even for today, we don't know if that's him for real, for real. Like, there's so many ways to put the white mask and the black skin on the white mask. We done got the whole switch up now. So now when there's a person standing in front of you like Obama, you say, okay, I'm going to vote for him. And then you find out, wait a minute, is he gay? Oh, well, I voted for him already. It's too late.
And, And the feminine gay, I'm sorry, you're not going to go there. But, yeah,
no,
go ahead.
You got it right. Trustable being gendered. Now that we can see a look, we can see a lot more. This is what changes.
He's a girl.
Yeah. Let me come right back to you. I got an order. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I didn't want to go there, guys, because when it comes to that topic, this rabbit hole is, you know, it's kind of tricky, guys. I want to say this. When they said all the world's a stage, all the world's a stage, you have no idea. You have no idea. And what I am finding is that the world's a stage because there are so many players that are in it, you know, doing their roles to the point to where no one has any real compassion for one another at all, because how could you truly mislead a nations, generations? How could you on a level, how could you deceive nations and a human people? You know, like, how could you deceive on the level in which deception has been done? How? You know, Eternal, this is you. Your mic is still on. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go jump right in.
Yeah. All right, so just like what you said, how do we get deceived? This is it. I said, what goes on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs in the evening? Do you have the answer yet?
No.
Now, the reason why I'm giving it to you, because this is the riddle. It's a riddle that basically of the Sphinx. And it was very similar to the concept of Subal Cain in the diagram. So what it did was give the answer is man.
Man.
I know, right?
Okay, man. Because I was going to say dog.
What goes on four legs.
Initially.
I know, right? Target dog.
Yeah.
But then if it was a dog, then it would be like, no, that's not a good dog. It's on two legs at noon. And then three legs. What are you doing on the three legs? So we talking about you?
Okay, I have a York.
You're talking about the baby, right?
No.
And manhood, and then you're talking about old age.
Nobody's here anyway, so you're fine. I'm sorry.
Oh, you good?
I'm sorry.
So we're talking about youth, manhood, and old age. That's the three of the stages. The four legs, right, in the morning, the two legs at noon, and the three legs in the evening. So basically, in an internal aspect, we say we want guidance, right? As a man, you're looking for guidance. So you're Emmanuel. And so you are basically a map. And so what you do is, as a child, you learn things from ground up. So you learn from all fours. Then when you're able to get up and stand, you're on your twos. Then whenever you're able to learn all that from your twos and you feel like the body is now decaying, you get another, basically a staff, or the ancient, what they call the staff, a bamboo staff to basically hold you up. And that would be like the ancestors of the old age now helping you because you're in your older age. And so that's why the Trinity was put on for as the elder carrying that Trinity, the cane or the scepter. And so this is why a lot of us are not in tune with this, because what is the Bible talking about?
You asking me what is the Bible?
Yeah.
I don't, because I've never really gave the Bible. I've never been drawn to the Bible ever, so I really can't answer that. Yeah, it just wasn't for me. You know.
Right. So we know that it's been chopped up, this, that, and the other, right?
Yeah.
At the same time, they have an Old Testament and a New Testament, correct?
Right.
So they got a Cain and an Abel without telling us these things. And then they got Seth, who's in the middle of this whole conversation, and we hear him, but we don't pay attention to why his name is in there or even involved. But Seth represents the old age, learning himself as a new one. So Seth is like the last one coming in after Cain and Abel had this fight. Cain destroys Abel, right? And then he's jealous of Seth. But you don't hear the story about Seth anymore because Seth basically got rid of Cain by saying he's cursed. See how this is working?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say you're cursed, right? But I'm the older man saying you're cursed. But because I know the knowledge and you're here to get the knowledge as the younger youth, I'm going to say that's why you're cursed. Now, of course, you are the younger youth, seeing me as the older one, I'll say, well, you're cursed. And so it's been reversed. And who else is but the man in the middle? The man in the middle, he's like the worker, so he don't know whether you're right or the other one's right. He see the innocent out of you, but he see the guilt in you. So it's like he don't really know what to do. And that's why he's the manhood. He'll decide to help do whatever it is that he seems fair until he finds out when he got there. Might be different. And so this is why we call testicles and testament, testimony. So it wasn't written for the woman. It was written about the man having a testimony, right? That's why it became testament. Mm-hmm. So you got a testament one and two. Yet there's, of course, more testaments than that, of course. So that was the whole reason why I can't show you everything. So they solidified it, as in, this is the only book. Now, how could you do that when you're missing something? Mm-hmm. Like a major thing. Mm-hmm. Did you know the Sphinx is a woman?
I did not, no.
Yeah, they got an actual picture of a Sphinx as a woman. I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now, if we all knew this, then maybe we wouldn't be all up on talking about man this and man that. Well, you know, if God was a man, which, of course, I would think he's probably not. If God was a man, wouldn't some of this stuff already been stopped already, like the stuff that we still doing?
Mm. Yeah.
All right, how about this? If God was a woman, would abortion still be something that's the topic?
No.
So wait, is God a woman then, and we don't recognize her then? It's about a blip.
You know, I would, you know, gender. How old is gender? You know what I mean? Like, how old have we been? I have a lot of questions, even when it comes to that. You know, just is it energy or is it gender or, you know, like he or she or can't like the supreme energy take on all forms?
Well, that's what it is. Well, see, this is what I was saying. That's how it became a black and a white in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
When the androgynous that we're looking at as ourselves became this hermaphrodite that they put as themselves, the black became white and the white became black, and now this male and female thing had to be prevented so that there would be no further on what we call creation. We're going to have our own procreation. So now we're professionals in this journey. and we're going to cut out anything that's going on in that body. So we're going to call it a Caesar section. Cut her body up in a cesarean cut. So when we take that child out of her, we can actually say, now we nurse her as a man. And now we can split the gender. We have to have her being the feminine energy saying, oh, I create child. No, no. I'm going to show you how I'm going to take that child out of you and still do the creation as Frankenstein, the vampire. This is where the idea of culture vulture comes from.
Now we're talking.
Now, if we took the idea of nurture out of itself as the chicken or the egg, would the egg actually survive without the chicken?
Yeah.
Society only will show us that. Society will only see that it's shit that that child as that egg should still get nurtured. This is the same way with the orphans and being orphanized by people, instead not realizing we all are part of the family. Whether it's the mother having a child or your aunt having a child or the sister across the room as a neighbor having this child, it's a part of us to do some child action, some child preventive measurements, not feed this child candy like we're getting ready to do tonight or tomorrow or whenever. We should know that there are preliminaries that we should face now, right now, so that we won't end off what's supposed to be already started. If we know that the Han Akin that was sitting there was a feminine energy sphinx, it was because she was Sekhmet. And her being Sekhmet, being one who gives 9 months birth to have something come out of herself. And now this man who says, I'm man, I do 50-50 that a woman does. And then she's like, okay, well, hold this baby in your body. And then he's like, well, I only could do 10% of that. I'm not doing that. So there's a point of saying we'll see her bleed, but we want to talk about her bleeding as an issue. We're going to tell her to, you know, put a pyramid, and we call it pyramid, a period. And now we put a period on every dot as a period. Now a period is how we think about that. Constantly. I mean, we're bleeding at the gums right now. We're not knowing our culture. So now we're like, what is it that we need to do so we won't feel like we're bleeding all the time and hemorrhaging? When maybe that's what we kept giving her at the end of the day. This is why the West Nile and the South, East Nile River became a flow of red. This is why when we saw red, it's the root chakra, because we didn't know how to use our root chakra. And because when we got into her, we didn't know how to heal her before we started getting into her. We just saw her as beauty. And now I just want to attack her like she's a beast. And this is why the beast is still in our mind to be bestiality, colonizing ourselves constantly. And so if you're a colonizer, what else are you going to do but make a child become infected or wrong? Can you turn that around for me? Thank you. I noticed you noticed that. And the energy as a collective, are we cave mentality people? Do we have to actually take an actual brick, hit her upside the head, and take her energy for what it is and say, you know what? I don't care about how she feel about it. I want to get my rocks off. Same thing as a rock and a stone. We've been rock people. Who came up with this stuff? So it's the idea of learning what is around us. We know it by the fungi planet, right? There's the fungi planet we call the kingdom. And then we know the mineral kingdom we still call the planet. And then there's the planet of the plants. You know what I mean? Then there was the human planet, of course. And then, of course, we know about the animal planet. And then after that, there's really the superhuman planet. We just haven't tapped into that, you know, long enough. Some of us don't want even to take the discipline to learn that part. We want to skip that book to give us all the quick runs to get to how you get to being who you are. There ain't no quick run to learn yourself. You got to go into yourself, find that root, pull it out of that ground, and see how far it goes into that next tree. And once you find that, now you start to say, I'm getting into the root of myself. Because if you ain't done that yet, this is where you're supposed to start, right here. If you don't know anything about today being the day of Nat Turner's rivalry, October 30th, it wasn't trick-or-treat for everybody. Not everybody was trick-or-treating. And especially when it was at that time frame in 1831. When we look at the time, it's a reverse in what we're doing so that we'll be a part of this ritual. They ain't even a part of us. Now, I said 1831 for a reason. The 1 and the 8 end up being a 9. That's Sekhmet energy. And the 3 and the 1, that's 4. So that's the cancer in me. So when we're talking about the 9 and the 4, we still resurrecting 13 back again. And at 13, they made her to be Lilith. They made her, they call her a succubus. Now, why would they call her a succubus? What would be the reason for that name to be put on a woman? To be a succubus? I mean, what's she sucking off anyway? Why would she be sucking in? Don't she give out birth? Ain't she a baby creator? So what makes her a creature all of a sudden? Well, if I can make her a creature, then it's okay to beat her. This is why we get beat her from. You know, you wear it all the time, or some of us wear it. We call it a woman beater as a tank top. But this is that Washington way of thinking. Lilith is an ancient female demon, succubus, said to strangle children, sucking young men, then kill them. Some claim she was the creator of prostitution and the degraded of sex. Lilith is a totem of an owl and a lion. Now tell me how you got a owl on your dollar bill and we don't see it. I mean, it's plain as day, but it's really very, 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 very small, right in the front of your dollar bill. But again, this is your story. They got your Washington in the middle of that saying, in the one God we trust. How do you trust this God? And then how does he trust in the first place? That's a bank. Don't they have a bank trust, a Sun Trust Bank? So they're mocking us with our own story in our face, and I don't know how we don't get agitated just a little bit just to see how we're going to still go into it even deeper and say, you know what? Let's just keep on following into the suit. Well, if you keep following in the suit, we're also calling it Anuit, Soeptis, or Coeptis, which is saying a new world, a new world order, Nuvos Ordo Seclorum. You've been looking at Mason on your dollar bill, in the back of your dollar bill all the time. You've been looking at the owl, the symbol, or in front of the dollar bill all the time. So now, if we knew about the bird, which is you, which is our energy, what we call Heru energy, we would know how to use this Heru energy by learning that it's not an eagle. It's supposed to be the hawk before any of these animals were put in front of us, because that gives us lineage. If we put an eagle, that's basically saying that we're in Rome and we're doing what Romans do. You gonna give me Latin words and you gonna put a Rome thing in my face and I don't get a little bit of agitation from it? I don't know. Maybe that's what we all still kind of like suckers on right now. And then you put all these stars above their head. There are 13 symbols to the star, 13 berries, 13 arrows. They got a lot of stuff going in our face. And we're talking about these are colonies. When we look at the 13, we're talking about the last one of the 12 tribes of Judah. We already should know the 13th represents Shabbat. We know this by Hebrew. They said the last knowledge that we got was Hebrew text. So who could be speaking this language better than us? If we don't know it, then this is why we're still stuck in the 72 stones that is arranged in that pyramid that's on the other side in 13 rows. Now, who does that? Now, to even put it like a slap in the face, every 13 weeks, in a 13th week, somebody's passing away. Somebody's being killed. Somebody's being murdered to be on this ritual. That's why it's important to learn who you are, because if you don't, you're going to keep repeating yourself, doing the same stuff that's going to basically put you and your children and whoever else further in deeper. We need to know who our monarchs are. Who been the Queen of Hawaii? Maybe it was somebody named Kamehameha, and it was still in the 1900s that she still had an existence. See, when we think of we're slaves, then we're going to have this mentality that was put in front of us as the Negroid and the Negro tube. You're going to have a right to be black. But knowing black is how they put a skin to being black, as in how they darken the black, how they say, you know, you dark and swarthy. If we knew what these words were, we wouldn't even say that's how you feel about yourself, because that sounds like you have some kind of self-hatred, and you expect me to grow up being better than how you probably hated yourself. How's that going to work out? I'm still looking for it. I'm still waiting for these people to answer this call here I'm waiting on, because if I'm coming from a Nat Turner's blood and I see what we're doing right now, we're about to go into some festive stuff, get into some alcoholism. Did you know that He fought this rivalry for 2.5 days to get me. They call it New Jerusalem. It's New Jerusalem or the Old Jerusalem? See, this is how much we don't even know. This is from Portland County. So we're talking about something that we were doing to get ourselves back on track. In a 2.5 day, which is like a moon cycle, they went right back to doing the same old stuff, even worse, just start drinking. And that's how they lost that very urge that got them to be who they are. Mm. No one now wants to listen to what they were doing. They got rid of 60 people.
I don't
now, why do you mark it up being a 60 as a 6, as in a Virgo energy, on that same aspect? The ironic thing is, I came into existence on March 3rd. Now, how about, March 8th. How about that's a 3 and an 8 in reverse?
Okay. All right.
3 and 8 in reverse. When I'm saying that 3 and 8 in reverse, that's still saying 1831. 11 is on one side, one is on one side, and one is on the other, and 1830, the 8 and the 3 is right in the middle. So it's basically saying 11-11. Now, when did they get rid of them? November 11. When did they do the polls? November 2nd. So why is they doing the polls on November 2nd? And basically when they started all this stuff, before they even did anything, how we even knew it as to be Halloween, they start talking about it being on October 2nd. So they can get all the way to November 2nd by the time the polls elect. So what kind of history are we really repeating in a mystery? And then at the same time, your history as a turkey being cut up and in aluminum foil. I mean, mind you, that's cancer when you cook it. And now you give it to everyone in your family. What kind of dis-ease is that? We're doing this to what? November? Christmas? Even Janice Aries, we kind of messing up, bro. That's why the ball dropped
like
in Janice Aries.
Like all of this is rituals. All of this shit is ritual, mystic.
13 weeks, bro. Count every 13 weeks, they doing something over. Now it's time to switch it up. You got to switch it up,
you
bro.
Know,
you got to make your own rituals, like you did today. I'm glad you went over there and talked to your grandma. That near that cemetery.
Yeah.
I did it before too. That's why I got this. Look, that's why I got this Nat Turner's cotton in my hand right now. So it's the day that when we say the day of the dead, you should have something of your ancestors that they were working hard for back then that you should still have right now to say, okay, this is my reminder. So just in case I might lose out and forget, I'm going to have something I can pass on to the next child when they get here, when they get to this point of testament and of themselves.
Let me say this for the audience. You know, my grandmother was a Christian. You know, she was a diehard Christian. And I went and got her some Christian stuff, you know what I'm saying, and put it on her, you know, things that I know she loved. It's no bias to anything to do with what walk I'm doing. You know, I know that that's what she loved, so that's what I got her. You know what I mean? So that's in creating the ritual, you know, it's the connection. I feel that that's important. The connection with your ancestors is vital right now. That's all I want to add.
I put a block.
Okay.
No, and that's right, what you said. Putting your it's about your intention. If you haven't started making any intentions, it's time you start making intentions. If some children passed away you knew nothing about, find out. Make that shadow work a part of you. Make that a part of why you're doing whatever you're doing. You know, because some of us look at it as a sigh to, oh, you just had lost a baby. Well, you shouldn't have been with that man in the first place. Why talk like that? You know what I mean?
Why talk like that?
Why put... We need to put a shadow work on that top.
What are you saying, actually? Are you saying I think we have. It's important to expound in that, because what are you saying there? Because are you saying, like, say for instance, a mother aborted her baby. You know, isn't that connection still there? So you're saying in shadow work, you even have to revisit that and heal that. Is that what you're saying?
you have to give homage towards that baby that when we think that baby had a smooth transition, sometimes that baby did not. Sometimes that baby had a baby passed away in the stomach, and we just kind of like, oh, it's just like water under the bridge. We ain't got to think about it no more. No, that's not how it works. Mm. That's not how the universe talks
Come
to
on.
You. They talk to you in the next
Come
year.
On.
You might be in another October. Like
yeah.
for myself, I kept getting car accidents on October. I said, why am I getting car accidents in October? And then I had to fight for almost losing my job in October. And I said, wait a minute. Why am I almost about to lose my job in October? Because what did I had to do? I had to stand up against a crew of people that wanted to pass candy around. I decided not to come in to work. How did that become a job almost being lost because I decided not to pass candy? So that let me know something is not right here. And it might be deeper than what's going on in this realm. It might be a spiritual thing that I need to tap into. And, of course, I do find out that that's why Nat Turner, Nat 8, October 30th, today, being that same day, that is like, oh, that's what I wasn't paying attention to. All these years, all them times you get in the car accidents, all them the police, so-called peace officer pulling me over and harassing me. See, they're harassing you because they think you don't know any better about yourself. And until you start saying, excuse me, are you a peace officer? Then if you're not a peace officer, we don't have really nothing to talk about. Until we start coming into that realm, we got to realize that's why we're being pulled into the Subal Cain and not knowing who's Cain and who's Abel and where's Seth. Because for real, all this is about one person being all three of them and separating the three. And so every time one's to talk, they'd be like, oh, I'm the head. Oh, I'm the heart. Oh, I'm the hips. But it all deal with your fire sign. See, fire represents your initiator. But if you can't initiate anything, you're probably stuck with the fire. That's why the fire ends up turning to be a hot potato. You got to get it out your hand. Remember, fire doesn't just fly up. It comes down. Now, of course, it goes up in flame, but it had to go down first.
Way. All right. Well, Eternal, I think that that is, I mean, that's a lot, you know, just knowing you guys, you know, hold on.
The deepest part just, about, did you know that we waste 20,000 words, bro? We waste 20,000, we say 20,000 words. Out of the 20,000 words, only 7,500 is positive and has intimacy out of the 20,000.
Oh, wow.
So that means
you
could be choking somebody out, right? You could be saying improper words, mispronunciated, miscommunication, all that's based up in there. Repeated words. You're like, man, you said that yesterday. I'm tired of you saying the same thing. So we got to realize how much emphasis do we really need to focus on? They say if your words are not in a Ma'at character, it's basically you just not putting balance back into yourself. So we got to find Ma'at. What is Ma'at? How do you balance that? You know, most people know it as the Jacob's Ladder, going up the steps. Most people know it as the Freemason, going up these steps. That's how you became a 32, right, or 31, going up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
So why 30 right. to 31? Why tomorrow? And so you can go up your steps. What are you going to learn about yourself? Are you really stepping into yourself? Or are you going to be a stepfather or stepmother? When it's not even about being into judging people, it's about the initiation. How much initiate do we have in each other? How much of the inertia can we actually rear each other, not raise each other? Because I don't want to say, bro, I raised you up, basically. Who says that? That's from some capitalism conversation. So we can get our mind out of that. We in there. Find out how to heal yourself. What does it take to heal yourself? Because once you heal yourself, you can reveal yourself. And now there's no evil over yourself.
Okay, y'all, we're going to go ahead and close it out with that, you guys. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for always listening to us here on Enhanced Awareness Radio. I mean, you know, when we talk about healing and when we talk about, you know, what's going on with the world and, you know, what's going on. But what, you know, how I'll forget, you know, what is going on with you? You know, what about you? What about the deep internal you? You know, what's going on with you? How is your show? And I'm just going to be honest for the record. You know, I'm very transparent, but, you know, as I'm healing this with my mother, me and my mother, like, it's a lot of deep-rooted shit that don't even have nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? But I'm starting to learn the family stuff. And, you know, it's like there is so much internal work to be done, but nobody is doing it. Like, I don't understand how, like, how many lifetimes will it take for one to face what it, I mean, are we that fearful to go within deep within ourselves? Are we that fearful, Eternal, to go deep within ourselves? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like it went from rage. It went from, I'm just going to tell you, Tony, it went from anger and rage at first to now compassion, my yacht, because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't realize how deep it was.
Right. I actually saw Nat Turner's Boulevard. I said, Nat Turner Boulevard. I'm riding with his sister, we's in Newport News, and I'm like, Nat Turner Boulevard? What? How come I don't know anything about this? Like, I'm family. I should know about this, right? And so I'm looking at it, and then there's this William Baker, whatever his name is, or Beekman or whatever, and he's above the name. So I'm like, wait a minute. Who's this character above the Nat Turner Boulevard? You know what I mean? So I looked at his name, and then come to find out he's the character that wrote about Nat Turner. How you going to put someone who was against him on the same pole as him?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Again,
wow.
I just teared up, bro. I couldn't do nothing because it was like, this is mockery. I can see it now. Like, they'll take your history, regroup it, have people live in the area. I'm talking about a dog going around pissing on that sign that I'm looking at, and there's a pavilion that I know I could have been drumming long time ago over. I mean, they living practically on this land. And I know nothing of it. I just hear it, man. I just hear it because I'm like, and I know my family don't know anything about it. And let alone, it's like, I'm still like in disbelief when my dad finally told me. He was like, yeah, you know you blood to Nat Turner. I was like, nah, come on, not for real, for real. I mean, seriously? And then I started looking it up. I was like, wait a minute, seriously? And then I started looking at my years. Like you said, it might not be you. It might be what was going on before you. And then you start saying, wow, I'm actually in tune with this stuff. Like Bruce Lee. Who would have known that I got Bruce Lee mentality? But it came from Bruce Lee. And why? Because I was so drawn into him. But it was like, you're attracted to what attracts you because you're it too. And we wouldn't know that until we start to go through it.
Come on.
And once you go through it, now you knew it. Not just know it, now you knew it. It's a little bit different from knowing. When you say knew it, you can renew it now what you know. That's a little different. When a person say I know, that's what the Aquarius represents. The Aquarius represents the I know stage. That's the techno, the technology. Now, however, artificial being in technology, we got to see the advance in this also intelligence. So when I was seeing the intelligence growing, it has to be a point that we're not a robot getting intelligence. We can't just act robotically. And we can't have our children doing the same robotic feelings. So when they grow up, they have no feelings. See, what society is doing is showing us not to have an empath, the telepath. You know that all comes from the breast milk. So we got to start. If the woman ain't doing it, the man got to bring in the other part that helps her realize that that was missing. If the woman ain't doing it, it got to be the man to step up and say, hey, I know we don't have a guidance to life or nature. But we do have eternal life as the ump, and it represented the tree, the three, the tree, the shree. That represented the mother of having how to nurture herself, as when they call it the sink or the shink. You know, we use the sink to wash our face in. So these are the same sink. It still represents the same first part of what you see of the ump. When that ump part, what they call the Ashanti crux, it becomes a cross. And so when they use the cross, they use it for crossing or path, not the cross that was made to look like a sword. So when that became a sword, then it became words. See, when I can use the cross, right, as a path, X is still a chromosome. But when I change it to become a sword, right, the word S-W-O-R-D.
Yeah.
Take the S off of it, and you got words. So when they made this sword mm-hmm. with words, they said, if you're not with this word, guess what they get to do with you? Chop your head off. Off with the mm-hmm. head. So that's why this queen and king came up. See, when we get queen and kin, right, queen and kin, queen is K-W-E-E-N. Keen, queen, and kin, K-W-E-N, quin. This is how the word quin became Q-U-I-N. And just like queen, Q-U-E-E-N. So that's how it changed the frequency. That's what I was saying about day.
Mm-hmm.
Day is different from D-A-Y. It's like D-E-Y. If you knew D-E-Y, then you know that's a nationality of people. So when you say, oh, this is a day, every Sunday, you're giving that nationality to those who favor in that nationality ism. This is how everything became ism. Mm. You know, you're like a group, and then you have a group just doing whatever that is, it becomes an ism. Socialism. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So in other words, you got to find out how to be not just a socialist. You got to know how to use the social side towards it. That's the more of that what we were saying earlier about initiate. You got to be initiate. You might not see your mom and your dad doing what you just said. And now it's time for you to do it because you see that they ain't doing it.
Yeah.
And if it's that time, speak up to them. Just to let them know, mom, dad, I'm doing this. Well, basically, y'all ain't doing it. And it's not saying I'm tainting you. I just need to see this in this lifetime. And before I pass this is what I can contribute to the earth. This is what I'm going to give back. Since I don't know anything, like you said, you're too young to know anything. Well, how about I do know something?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I give back.
Being the change, the example.
That's right. That you want to see, bro.
That's it. That's it. You know, it. No matter how much I try to deflect, if you will, you know, it's going to always bring you back. I don't always like that, you guys. I'm going to be real with y'all. But that's what it is, guys. Thank you. We appreciate you guys so much for always joining us here, learning with us, growing with us, you know, Motivational Classroom. Please join us tomorrow, guys. We're doing a special Halloween. I want you to bring up again about the Ned Turner and the dates and, you know, about Halloween, how all of that ties in. What is Halloween truly and its origin? You know what I mean? Bobby Hemmett is going to speak for the first half, all right? So Bobby Hemmett is going to speak. He's going to give you a breakdown. I think it's about an hour. So I'm going to kind of start the show with that. But that's tomorrow, guys. Join us for our, you know, ear Halloween tribute, you know, to the ancestors, really. You know what I mean? Because I feel that somewhere in there, Halloween is also about the ancestors. All right, guys, please join us tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Definitely appreciate you guys, and eternally take us out.
Know your love as truth. And then know your love as truth, right? When you know yourself as true, make sure that when you say true, it feels divine. If it's truth, then it's about how it's keeping its divinity. So when you say learn your true self as how you love yourself unconditionally. And that means through anything that's causing you to feel doubt. When you start to feel doubt, go back and retract that doubt, pull that doubt back out, and get rid of that doubt. The doubt is only to change your route, and you're a router. So you reroute yourself. Don't wait for other people to do it for you. Start doing it for yourself. Go within yourself. Find that time. Now, of course, you say, oh, I got 7 days out of the... Here we go. 7 days, not knowing the nationality. You are more. And we say more instead of a Negro. Why do I say more? Because more is just like room backwards. See, they said they gave you many mansions and many houses. Out of those mansions and houses, they were explaining you as a 12 to the zodiac sign, the 1. That means 13. There's a reason why we need 13 moon cycles to learn ourselves back over again. So you have to go through a whole year like Enoch and learn yourself in a year time frame. That's why you say every year is your birthday. At the same time, it's really 9 months. So now you've been off track with learning how every year you're supposed to be really a whole attraction to yourself in a 13 moon cycle, not months. So when we learn this, this is what we see in how moon and month almost sound the same, because that's where the change is, the O, you, your original. Once you know that, look for your originality in everything. Don't let that be something that you just say, oh, I didn't see the dot. Oh, I didn't see the cross. Oh, I didn't see the line when it became dotted lines. See, we sign our name on a bunch of dotted lines. Time to have that whole line being solid, just like a curve. Curve yourself back into who you are. Ashe. Sankofa.
Thank you. the